I'm going to set this bag. I had this bag out with me a few weeks ago, and I'm going to set it behind me. Because you know what I normally use this bag for? Any of you smell anything in that bag? Huh? What do you think
do
I use?
Do you use it for your sports?
I do indeed. And sometimes it's a bit manky. Do you use that word in Lisburn? It's a bit smelly. So I'm going to set it behind me just in case when you go back down, you nudge your mum and dad and you go, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." When that man was up there, there was a terrible smell. So it's not from me. It's maybe coming from this bag. But I've got some other things in this bag, and I want maybe some volunteers just to come up and hold them up. Come on ahead. You come on up. And what we'll do, we'll give you this out here, all right? Look at that there. What do you think that is?
Torch.
Does it work? My goodness. Does, can't see any. Don't you be shining that in anybody's face now. All right? That's a torch. Sue Ellis, one of the girls, you can want to head up. The girl in the pink there. Let's see. I'll give you this. This is more of a girly thing, this here. What time's this meeting go for the day? Because I need to get this back home before my wife realises it's missing. So it does. You hold that up too so that folk can see it. Who else is going to come up and come on ahead? These two boys come on up together, sure, here. I'll give you that there. All right. You hold that up too. Don't you be worrying. I put this, look at that there. Anybody know what team that is? No, you aren't footballers. I had to do that, you see, because of something in this here, just in case it got broke. So you need to be very careful. Boys and girls, what do you think those things are all used for? Light. They all produce light, don't they? Do you know what light does for us? What do we use light for?
Help us to see.
Help us to see. Help us to see in the dark. It's one of the first things you do, isn't it, when you come home at night and it's dark. Mum and Dad go into the house and they put the light on. What else do we use light for?
Be helping us to see where we're going.
Help us to see where we're going. Why do we need to see where we're going?
In case
we bang into something. Lights used sometimes to show up hazards and all sorts of things. Some lights, like a lighthouse. Have you ever been in a lighthouse? No. I was in a lighthouse once. And it was away in a place called Mew Island, somewhere off the coast. And I was over in that lighthouse because I had to fix the lights. And you see, if those lights went out, the ships wouldn't have been told where the rocks and where the danger. So sometimes we have lights to show us, in case we bump into things, to show us hazards. What other kind of lights do we have?
Also got the sunlight.
Sunlight, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. What's the sunlight do?
It helps us to see where we're going whenever there's no light to be used.
It does, yes. Helps us to see where we're going, and it helps things to grow, doesn't it? When the sun comes out through the summer, everything grows and the buds and all come out in a tree. Any other?
Lights also used so that we can also be working at things like in the dark, so then we don't have to make any mistakes. And also,
I like getting the torch out onto the car and stuff, don't I? I think I'll get this boy up beside me today. It'd be a great help to me. So yes, what about when you're driving down the road? What's in the middle of the road?
There's a few things called cat's eyes, and they glow in the dark.
There are indeed. You know, when I met my wife and she asked me what I'd done, I told her I wired up the cat's eyes, because I'm an electrician, you see. That's what I used to be, and I told her I wired up the cat's eyes in the roads. But there's no wires to them, sure there's not. They just reflect light. But you know what Jesus says in his word? Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and if you follow me, you won't walk in darkness." And Jesus is just like all of the things that we have spoke about. Jesus, well, when he's in our lives and when we ask Jesus into our life, Jesus will show up all the hazards. He will show us how to walk and where to walk so that we don't get in trouble. I was out the other week and I was speaking in a church, and you know, I'm always getting in trouble. Any of you ever get in trouble? You know, that's why the mum and dad don't see them. All their hands are up here in front of them like us here. Well, when I was out and I was speaking to boys and girls a few weeks ago, I talked about the sun and how the sun showed. Sometimes it shows up things we don't want to see. And sometimes when you go into my house and I pull back the curtains and the sun comes in, you can see all the dust on the furniture. And I got in trouble for saying that. My wife was going to clout me. But sometimes when we ask Jesus into our life and when we're walking with him, he shows up some of the dirt and some of the sin in our life. And I have another light here. I'll hold this one up because this here one's a bit heavy. So it is. And you see, all of these lights, you see, at some stage will let you down. Because all of these lights have got a power source, whether it's a battery or whether it's a candle or whether it's a filament or whether it's a wick or the wax. At some stage they will run short and they'll let you down and they'll fail you. But Jesus, when he says, I'm the light of the world, he is a true light. He's the source. And I've got a light here and it's got a wee bit of everything in it. See, it's got a wee light in it here and it's got a battery. And this here one is what you call an emergency light. Do you know what this does?
I know whenever the electricity goes off, well, then it goes on because it's storing up the electricity.
You're smart, boy. Huh? This is called an emergency light. But there's something else that Jesus doesn't say that he's the light to show us how to walk, to show up where all the dangers and all the hazards. See, as you go through school with Jesus in your life, he'll show up all the dangers and all the hazards. But Jesus said something else. And I'm going to take this out and slide it in here like this here. Because you see, if this light just come on in an emergency, it would be good. But it wouldn't be good enough. But if I slide this piece in here, if I can get it in, you see, now when this light comes on, it shows me the way to go. And Jesus doesn't only say that I am the light of the world and if you follow me that you won't walk in darkness. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth and the life. So the next time that you come into your house, the next time that you have to flick on your light or you have to go and get a torch or you have to go and get a candle, you remember that Jesus says that he is a true light. And if you follow him, if you ask Jesus into your life, that you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. You just remember that. Thank you very much.